This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and Jacobs of Whitehall. Today is step 5 of 7 of the Authority Snowball. Today we're going to talk about getting featured in third-party media. Now, I'm sure everyone you know, and I do, wants to be featured in the media. The media know it, but the media always have to look for people. That's how it works. They have a never-ending hole that they have to fill for news, cable, blogs, podcasts, etc. They just have this relentless, never-ending hunger for content. They have to have it. So even though everyone wants to be in the media, this is counterbalanced by, again, the media's need to constantly have content. So how do you make sure you get in the media when you otherwise wouldn't? Well, first of all, you need to know it's a winner-takes-all phenomena. The hottest experts, the most authoritative ones, journalists go after them. They call them. They ask them for quotes. They want to hear their opinion on stuff. They beat a path to their door. They want to feature you. And all the while, they're getting calls from free publicity seekers that they're ignoring. So, how do you become that person that they're chasing? We'll get into that momentarily. But the most important thing I want you to know about getting featured in the media is your strategy. Your strategy requires that if you want to be the media's darling, if you want to make sure you get into the media, you have to be attractive. And attractive in the way of being an authoritative expert. You don't have to do all the last 4 steps we talked about. I just want to recap them for you. But 1 is declaring your authority and finding your avatar client. 2 is authoring a book. 3 is authoring a series of books. 4 is turning your book or books into an authority platform with podcasts and blogs and videos and satellite websites and reviews, etc., etc., etc. Now, you don't have to do all these things. Just authoring a book is a great start in a given practice area. This alone will raise your positioning versus your competitors and give you an edge. But if you're in a competitive space, you're probably going to need all 4 of these things to really get into the media and get their attention. Now, having these things in place, if you do, getting in the media becomes much easier because just as all this omnipresence affects potential clients, it affects the media too. It impresses them. It showcases you, what you can do. And it tells them that you're everywhere, and it conveys your authority and your positioning. This will make it much easier to get into the media and have them chase you. But this is still not enough. There's 2 ways that are really instrumental to getting featured in the media. 1 we're going to talk about is how do you do it? And then 2 is once you get into the media, your first foothold, your first article, your first podcast, whatever it is, where you're interviewed, how do you leverage it and take it even further? That's the whole nature of this game, is stand on the turtle, stand on the next turtle, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, till you're like Yertle the Turtle from Dr. Seuss, and you're standing on 1,000 turtles, and you're higher up than anyone else. So we'll get into that. 1 is, how do you get into the media? Well, like I said, it's positioning. A big mistake a lot of attorneys make is they do it half-heartedly. They'll send an email, or a fax, or maybe send a letter to an editor. They don't hear back, and they're like, this doesn't work. You know, it's too competitive, it's a scam, etc. Half-hearted doesn't work. You have to hit up a lot of different media people. So you really got to identify which media people are relevant to what you do. You know, if you deal with criminal defense and you're looking at family-type publications or, you know, family media or sports or whatever it is, it's not relevant. So you got to find the relevant media to what you do, whether you do estate planning, business law, DUI, domestic violence, family law, personal injury, whatever it is, you need to find which media report on those kinds of things in the past. How do they report? How do they do it? Are they on YouTube? Are they on mainstream media, etc.? And who is doing the reporting? If Joe Johnson is the one that always does the major car crashes and everything related to that arena and injuries, personal injuries, etc., then Joe Johnson is a key media person that you want to go after. And you want to find that same Joe Johnson at other publications. Goes by your practice area, but this is what you need to match first. So you don't waste your time just emailing or contacting or mailing a whole bunch of irrelevant media people. So that's 1. 2 is you must follow up. Everyone's busy. You're busy. I'm busy. Media people are constantly busy. And they're always thinking, what do I got to put out tomorrow? What do I got to put out next week? They're always looking at short term, not long term. So you must follow up. So you want to identify a key list of media players. You want to figure out how to get in touch with them. Then you want to send them material, which we'll get into in a second. And then you must follow up. You can't just do one and done. You'll never hear from most of them again. And just like with you guys and gals, the attorneys, if I emailed you once and never again, I would be dead broke and have no business. I email you multiple times a week for days, weeks, months, years at a time. I mail you stuff. We call. We do special promos. It never ends. I've been doing this for 11 years. And I get emails and calls from attorneys all the time. And they say, hey, Rich, I've been on your list for 6 months. And such happened, and I'm interested in talking to you. Hey, Rich, I've been on your list for years. We were loving our SEO provider, but you know they went out of business or something happened, and we're merging with another firm, etc. I want to talk to you. So I get people on my list literally to tell me it's been months or years they've been following me, and now they're finally ready. If I didn't keep up with these people over and over and over and over and never give up, I would have a tiny fraction of the business that we get. So I've learned you follow up to the end of time and then keep going. And that's what you must do with the media. This doesn't mean you do it for months and months and months and nothing happens. And you just keep going even though there's crickets. You will start to get results from it. You may have to change tactics and adjust your strategy. But without follow-up, you'll think wrongly that it doesn't work. This does work. So you got to show up repeatedly. And in the strategy we recommend, again, we help you make a list of media platforms that are relevant to you. And not only that, but your ideal prospects, your ideal clients will consume this media as well. Then we help you send a letter of introduction to these media people and tell them, and we lay out in this letter, in this media package, we do a one sheet, which is like a picture of you, your talking points, links to your book, picture of that, etc. We lay out all the authority assets, your website, your book website, your podcasts, your blogs, your all this other stuff. We lay out whatever assets you have and whatever accolades you have and what you can talk about. And the letter, the intro package says something like, you know, my name is Attorney X. I specialize in such and such. I'm the author of 1, 2, 3 books on X, Y, and Z. I also publish and do podcasts and blogs and have a YouTube channel and here's my sites, etc. I'm available to give quotes and opinions and legal facts on subjects X, Y, and Z. And I'm also happy to write a guest column or do a guest appearance on TV or radio or blog or whatever it is. So your letter of introduction showcases all your authority assets and it gets sent out to the relevant media people. And then we follow up. We also, you know, we'll send out your book at some point. If there's a bite and people are interested in hearing more, we can send them an electronic version of the book for free. We can mail them a copy of your book for the people that show some kind of interest. And when these media people get this stuff, they don't necessarily have to read your book. They can thumb through it. They can look at the front and back cover and just look at it for maybe 10, 15 seconds. But it still does its job. It still impresses them and conveys your authority. This goes, by the way, with clients, potential clients, or media. That's what's so cool about books is it's not just, they don't have to be read. We've had plenty of attorneys where they've told us, yeah, you know, these clients got our book. And they said they only read like a chapter or they just thumbed through it and they called us, you know, but they didn't read it and that's okay. I hear that. I hear actually, you know, it's funny. I hear that attorneys get the books and it causes them to do business with us. I also hear stuff like this, which is funny. Rich, I got your book and I read the whole thing cover to cover. Now, what can you do for me? And I think, wait a minute, you just read the whole thing cover to cover. Why are you asking me that? It's detailed in the book. But that's okay. They still become business for us. So some people will consume all this. Some people won't. It's okay. It still affects them positively. That's why you want to send this stuff out. So to the media people, you don't just want to keep hitting them with the same thing, but you send a letter for the first thing. You know, a week or two later, maybe you send their book. If you get some kind of response, you know, electronically. You do an offer to send the physical book. Then you send them a podcast you recently did. You send them a blog. If you were in other media, you could send them that, etc. You keep drip, drip, dripping on them like Chinese water torture until they say, okay, we've got a story that came up and we need you. But you got to do this and show up in their lives consistently. And this will remind them of you and they're much more likely to call you when a relevant story is breaking. So this could happen in month 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It just depends. But when that story breaks, where they need an article or a quote or something or an editorial about a subject that's relevant to you, they're much more likely to call upon you, and you need to respond quickly, which is okay. But you got it. You got your shot when they do that. So this is not rocket science, but it does require that you have the right things in place. And that's one way where I would say 99.99999% of attorneys go wrong. They may do a book, they may do this, that, and the other, but if they really want to leverage their authority and they want to take it to the max, this is what they have to do. And like I mentioned, they have to follow up faithfully. So as you probably know, we're doing a special offer for Speakabook, the New Year Kickstart, where we help do your book. But one of the complimentary bonuses we have, if you act by the end of January, is we'll do this letter of introduction to the media one sheet, and 6 months of printed newsletters for you to print out and send to the media contacts. So that doesn't encompass all the possible services in Speakabook, but it's our special for January for the New Year Kickstart. So if you choose to work with us and find out more, we're going to give you the tools you need and help you with our expertise so you can make this successful. Another thing I want to talk about briefly, once you get into one media outlet, one blog, one TV appearance, one radio show, whatever it is, now that's great. That's like a temporary windfall, and you'll get some, you know, extra business and extra credibility, etc. Now you want to build on that. So anywhere you're featured, get a picture of that article or video or whatever it is on that site. Get the logos of that site. Now you're able to use them. If you get on CBS or you're mentioned in Forbes or wherever it is, you can say on your site now, as seen in Forbes, as mentioned or as seen on CBS or NBC or ABC or, you know. And once you have that, and now you keep reaching out to media, now they've seen, oh, okay, this one media outlet trusted you. Now they're much more likely to want to interview you and speak with you because it builds upon itself. So once you get a foot in the door, once you get a little bit of media coverage, keep going, keep going, keep going, and keep building. And imagine yourself in the near future, sometime this year, on your site it says, as seen in New York Times, Washington Post, CBS, NBC, this website, that website, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That adds a lot of credibility. And eventually you'll have a whole list of these logos on your site, and that'll really boost you up. So whatever media you get, you want to re-leverage it. Take pictures of yourself with it if you can do that. Take screenshots, etc. And this further will amplify all this stuff. And what else you can do too is now this can go out to potential clients. You could send out your book, and you may be able to put a little sticker on the book or a letter that says, as seen on TV, as seen in this media outlet and that one. And it's all a virtuous circle. You know, the vicious cycle, that's the downward spiral. This is the opposite. This is the virtuous circle that builds upon itself and grows and stacks and becomes bigger in a good way. And that's what you want. And that's what all these steps I'm talking about do. They build your authority platform. They build it bigger and stronger with lights and a guardrail and security guards and everything. And they make it into this gigantic show that you are the star of. And all this does is to help get you more fans, more potential clients, and more clients. That's the whole goal of all this. And this is a real game changer once you get to this level. Powerful. And good luck for your competitors that haven't done this stuff, because you're really going to stand out and above and showcase, and the authority will just pervade everything you do, and you'll get a lot more clients. So if you want to add the step in and take advantage of the Kickstart bonus, call 888-225-8594. Visit speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc is INC. Or go to jacobsonwhitehall.com. You can email us, support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. There's a whole bunch of ways to reach us. But reach out, ask questions, and we can help you with this step or any of the steps in the authority snowball. But this is, I think it's going to be a huge game changer for you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.